USA Radio News.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid the vaccine mandates. The head of Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have also posed significant challenges for recruiters. A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed 4 students and injured 7. He'll be back in court January 19th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A massive asteroid is passing by the Earth.
A skyscraper-sized asteroid will make its closest pass by Earth next week, according to NASA. It will pass within 1.2 million miles of Earth at more than 43,000 miles per hour. This is the closest asteroid, which is more than twice the height of the Empire State Building, will come to Earth over the next 200 years. It'll be close enough to observe with a small telescope, according to the website Earth Sky. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The late Senator Harry Reid is being remembered at the U.S. Capitol. Reid died last month at the age of 82. President Joe Biden paid silent tribute as Reid lay in state at the Capitol Rotunda. Reid served 5 terms in the Senate and rose to be majority leader. And singer Ronnie Spector, the lead singer of the Ronettes, has died. She was 78. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The looming filibuster discussion in the U.S. Senate is forcing Americans to look back at Senate proceedings in recent years.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
Senator Cory Booker.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
Senator Joe Biden.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mandate requiring proof of vaccination as well as masks to enter any indoor Washington, D.C. facilities are to go into effect on Saturday, but 20 House Republicans have co-sponsored a bill to block it. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida introduced the one-page bill Wednesday. He denounced what he called the unconstitutional order imposed on businesses and patrons. A pet dog missing for 3 years has been reunited with her Texas family after being found 1,200 miles away in Indiana. Owner Katrina Skelton told Fox News she has no idea how Daisy got so far from home, but she never gave up hope. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.